Last time we started discussing the Av and the Toldah of Keren, what defines something as Keren. The Gemara says that Toldah the Keren ke Keren, that the same halachas that apply to the Av, Nezek of Keren, apply to the Toldah as well. The time is Mishalim Chatzi Nezek, and the Muad is Mishalim Nezek Shol. What is unique about Keren? So the Losh of the Gemara is that Ma Keren Darko, Ma Keren Kavanoso Lahazik, Ma Ishna Keren the Kavanoso Lahazik, Aninami Kavanasan Lahazik, that the Av of Keren is Kavanasan Lahazik, that the animal has Kavana to be Mazik by goring the other Behema. So too in the Toldah of Keren, it's Kavanasan Lahazik as well. What's the case? So the Gemara delineated five different cases, Negifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'ita, four different cases. Four situations where the animal is also Kavanasan Lahazik. Negifa pushing and biting, sitting on the kalim and kicking. These are all examples of toldos of Keren. The Gemara seems to say that the told of Keren is it's kavanosa lahazik. It has intention to damage whatever it's doing the action to. So we started to discuss last time that at first glance there seems to be a stira from our Gemara to the Gemara in Daf Tesva. Because our Gemara seems to say that kavanosa lahazik is the ikar koveh. That's the defining feature of Keren. That's what the Gemara says on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph as well. That if you had Keren, you wouldn't learn Shein. You had Shein, you wouldn't learn Keren, because Shein is Yeshano Lezeka, and Keren is Kavanasa Lahazik, but each one doesn't share the Chumra of the other. Shein is not Kavanasa Lahazik, so if you only had Keren, you wouldn't know Shein. You'd think that Keren is Kavanasa Lahazik, Yechai, but not Shein. Nochamo, the Gemara in Daf Dalet also seems to say Kavanasa Lahazik is the defining feature. And yet the Gemara in Daf Tezvava Mebeis has that interesting case that once it concludes that we pass them like the Manda Amar Palganiska Knossa, that Stam Shvarma Becheska Shimukami, but the Torah is Machmer on the individual that he has to watch the Shor, and that's why he's going to be Chayiv to pay. He really, Me'ikar Adin, should be Potter in Gansen, should be Potter completely, because Stam Shvarma Becheska Shimur, he shouldn't have to worry about his Shor. But Palganiska Knossa, it's a Knoss that the Torah puts on him. So the Gemara says, if Palganiska Knossa, then Kalba the Ochal Imri Vishunir the Ochla Tarnagola Meshunahu Vala Magvina Bebovel. We know that in Bovel we're not Gove Knossis. So if a Kalba is Ochal Shunri, Kalba is Ochal Imri, and Shunri is Ochal Tarnagola, that's abnormal for a dog to eat sheep, for a cat to eat a chicken. It's Meshunah. So because it's Meshunah, Palganiska's Knossa, it's a Knas, we're not going to be Gove Bebovel. So Taisus there said immediately that it sounds like we're talking about a told of Keren. Palga Deniska Knossa is Keren. The Kelev is eating. The Shunra is eating. So why should it be called Keren? The answer is, once it's Mishuna, it's Ein Darko Bakach, it's a told of Keren. Rashi said the same. Mishuna Hude Ein Darko Bakach Vavi told of the Keren, L'shan Chatzin Ezek. And Tosis just elaborates further that this is Lamandama Palga Deniska Knossa, that because Stam Shvarma Becheska Shimur Kaimus, it's Taka abnormal for the shore, for the caliph to, it's abnormal for a shore to gore, right? It's Mishuna. So because it's Mishuna, that can define Keren. And it's the same thing for the Kalba Dochla, Dochal Imri. It's Mishuna, so therefore it's Keren. So that's why it's Chayv only Chatzi Nezek, but it's subject to the rules of Paganiska Knossa, and therefore in Bavel we're not going to be Gover. And that's what the Rosh said. Rosh says that even though we're talking about a case where there is Hanoah, the Kelev is eating, it's Derech Achila, so what then it's Derech Achila? What does that matter? We pass in Palganiska Knossa, says the Rosh, Hilkach Kol Dovah Meshuna, Ahu B'Shiyesh Hanoah Lezeka, Nofak Le Mitorah Shein, V'Havi Keren. Hanoah is not the absolute Koveh. It's not as if there is Hanoah, it can't be Keren. It could be Keren. If Yesh Hanoah Lezeka, it still could be Keren, as long as it's Meshuna. If it's Lav Urcha, then it could be Keren. It's not the Rosh's problem, it's really the Gemara. The Rosh is just explaining the Gemara. That's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara. As the Rishonim all seem to be learning, Rashi, Tosis, the Rosh, they're all learning the same, that if it's Meshuna, then it can be called Keren. So Frek, the Marshon in the Madura Basra, the latter comments of the Marshon, there's a basic Marshon, then there's the Madura Basra, second Ksaviyat of the Marshon. So in Bava Kama, Madura Basra, the Marshon features very prominently. There are many important Yesodas that the Marshon has in the Madura Basra. So he has this kasha. He quotes the Rosh on Tezvav on the base, and he says, "Uptas kasha dim kain my parach leel bepirkin mehashen sheyesh hanoah hamikri nami karen beyesh hanoah lezeikon." Just because yesh hanoah lezeikon doesn't mean that it can't be Karen. What the Gemara on Beis Amid Beis said? What says, what's a told of Karen? The Gifa, Neshicha, Revitza, Be'ita. The Gemara says, Neshicha, Neshicha can't be a told of Karen. That's told of the Shainhi. It's told of the Shainhi. So what does the Gemara answer? No. Shain, Yeshana Lezeka. Hani, Ein Hana Lezeka. So Frekta Rashash, what are you talking about? Karen can have a Hana Lezeka. Right? What a Shane. Shane has Hana, but Karen cannot have Hana? Why is the Gemara saying that that Hana is linked to Shane and it's not linked to Karen? It's not true. Even if there is Hana, it can still be called Karen as long as it's Lavorche, as long as it's not normal. So why does the Gemara think because Neshicha, there's no Hana, that's the reason why it's Karen? No, even if there is Hana. Kalba da achel imri, there is hana lezekan, and nevertheless it can be called Karen. What's the Gemara saying? It sounds like in order to be called Karen, there can't be hana. Frek the marshon the madura basa. It's doch not true. The Gemara in Tezvav and Meis implies that even if there is hana, it can still be called Karen, as long as what? It's what? Mishuna, right? If it's lav orchik, it's still be called Karen. Uparach nami mi Karen shekavanos lahazik, haikanami be Karen shein kavanos lahazik. Vach the kalvadachalimri is not kavanas lahazik. How can you say that kavanas lahazik is the defining feature of Karen? It's not true. The Gemara and Daf Tezvava Mebeis Mestama is talking about a told of Karen. Kalvadachalimri has to be a told of Karen. If not, then how can we talk about paganiska knosla? It's clear. It's clear we're talking about Karen. Isn't it clear we're talking about Karen over there? If not, then what's the connection to paganiska knosla? That you're not going to be gover and bover? So it must be Karen, and yet it's not Kavanos Olahazik. The Caliph doesn't have Kavanos Olahazik. He has Kavanos to eat. He's hungry. He hasn't had lunch yet. He doesn't have Kavanos to be Mazik, and yet we call it Karen. So don't you see that first of all, just because there is Hana doesn't mean it can't be Karen. And secondly, Kavanos Olahazik is not the defining feature of Karen, because Kalba da Achol Imri, there is no Kavanos Olahazik, and nevertheless it is Karen. Pile Pile in fact, Marsha. What's the answer? So the Mashal suggests maybe the answer is it's Machlokas HaSugyos. Machlokas HaSugyos. We know there are two deyas, Paganiska Mamona, Paganiska Knasa. So Dr. Mashal, Docha Gloma de Kolach Sugya de Le'el Azlik Madama Paganiska Mamona. What could you have said? You could have said, look, the Machlokas Paganiska Mamona, Paganiska Knasa revolves around this whole issue whether Karen is Urche or Lav Urche. If you're a Paganiska Mamona, what are you assuming? That Stam Shvarim Lav Vecheska Shemu Kadi. That means it's normal for them to be Mazik. Normal for them to be Mazik. If you hold Paganiska Knosa, what are you assuming? The Stam Shvarim Vecheska Shemu Kadi. And Chatzi Nezek of Karen is a Knasa Torah, it's a Chiddush Torah, but really Stam Shvarim Lav Vecheska Shemu. So is it Urche to be Mazik or not Urche to be Mazik? Lav Urche to be Mazik. And if you hold Stam Shvarim Becheska Shima Kaimi, it's Lav Urche to be Mazik. If you hold Stam Shvarim Lav Becheska Shima Kaimi, then it is Urche to be Mazik. So if Paganiska Mamona Stam Shvarim are what? Lav Becheska Shima Kaimi. It's Urche Lahazik. And if you hold Knossa, then Stam Shvarim Becheska Shem Rekhaimi. And it's Lav Urche Lahazik. Dr. Marshallah, maybe the two sugyas are going according to the different days. Look, the Gemara Tezvav and Mebeis Kali is going Lamad Amar Paganiska Knosa. That's what it says. Hashta Darmina and Paganiska Knosa Kalvu Da Achal Imri Lo Magvina Bebava. So that's clearly going Lamad Amar Paganiska Knosa. So everything that Rashi and Tosas there said that the Kalvu Da Achal Imri is a told of Karen, yeah, that's Lamad Amar Paganiska Knosa. But if you held Mamona, who says that that's true? Right? If you held Paganiska Mamona, you assume that Stam Shvarma Lav Becheska Shima Kaimi. So then, it's Orche Lahazik. It's Orche Lahazik. It's Orche Lahazik. So then, what's the defining feature of Karen then? You can't say the Karen is lav urchai according to Paganiska Mamona. So what's the defining feature of Karen according to him? Must be what? What is Karen? If you hold Paganiska Mamona, okay. If you hold Paganiska Knossa, so then Karen could be Mishona. Anything that's lav urchai is Karen. If you hold Mamona, Stam Storm Labakhaska Shimakami, it's Urche Lahazik. So what's the defining feature of Karen? Kavanasa Lahazik. Must be. There's nothing else to say. So Taisvist Rashi, they're all going in the Sugan left as Vav. That's Lama Dama Paganiska Knasa. Hashta Damina Paganiska Knasa. Kaba da Ochalimri. Shunra da Ochalatana Golas. Meshuna and Lamagvina Bebavah. Because that's a told of Karen. But who's Asug you're going like? Maybe Asug is going like Lamanda Amar Paganiska Mamona. That it is Orche Lahazik. If it's Orche Lahazik, then that can't, then Mishuna can't define Karen because it is Orche. So what defines Karen in our Sugya is Kavanasa Lahazik. That's what the Marsha wants to suggest. He wants to suggest it. I shouldn't say that. He suggests it, but he doesn't want to suggest it. He says, Docha Glomer. He says, come on. Machlokis Asugyas, that's what you say. Shver to say. But is it so shver to say? The fact that the Sugya in Laftezav is talking about Dharma Paganiska Knossos, that's beferish in the Gemara. What shver, the Marsha feels, what shver is to say that our Gemara is going Daf Laman Dharma Paganiska Mamona and not Laman Dharma Paganiska Knossos. Is that really so shver to say? Didn't we find precedent for that before? Did we find precedent for that? Yes? What does that exactly? We had a kasha way back, right? We had a kasha. Taisis kasha. The Gemara tries to define what is Karen, and it brings two psukim, one from Navi, one from Torah. So it says if we would only have the pasuk of Tzidkia ben Kenana, so we think that Karen is only Karen Tlusha. Mahu the time Kipala Rachmana ben Tamlim Muad Hani Mila Betlusha Avu Mechuberes and Mekula Muadesi. I think that Mechuberes, Karen Mechuberes, the normal case where the Karen is attached to the animal, I think that it's all Muad. It's all going to be Chayav Nezek Shalom. So all the Rishonim ask, it's all Muad, Chayav Nezek Shalom. Where are you learning that from? If you learn it from Karen Tlusha, Dayaka Tlusha. If Tlusha is only Chayav Chatsi Nezek by Tam, so then Mechuberes should also only be Chayav Chatsi Nezek. What do you want to do? You want to learn from Shar Avis? You want to learn from the other Avis? How can you do that? The Gemara in Daf Hei Amud Bei says, well, it depends. If Karen is not Kavanasa Lahazik, then you can't learn Karen from the other Avis. Because you'll always say that Karen, since it's not Kavanasa Lahazik, it's not Asya from Bor and Chad Mehamach. It doesn't have its own Chumrah. But if Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik, then it has its own Chumrah. So then you can learn Karen from the other Avis. What does it mean, is Karen Kavanasa Lahazik? Is it not Kavanasa Lahazik? So Tosis basically says that that's the machlokas for the Paganiska Mamona, Paganiska Knossa. Bishlam al mandam Paganiska Mamona. So then I understand. You can learn Karen, since Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik, according to that mandam. So you can learn Karen from the other Ova. So that's the Havamina of the Gemara, that you would think Karen Mechuberes is Kula Muedesi, learn from the other Ovas. But if you hold Paganiska Knossa, it's not Kavanoso Lahazik. If it's not Kavanoso Lahazik, you can't learn Karen from the other Avos. So if you can't learn Karen from the other Avos, what's the Havamina that Karen Mechuberes should be Kula Muad? There's nothing to learn from. It can't be learned from Karen Tlusha. It can't be learned from the other Avos. So we quoted the Shita Mechuberes, says, V'shem the Rosh, V'shem the Re Mimetz. This is all Aliba the Rav Papa. Rav Papa is the one who says that Yesh Me'en Kiyotzebem, Yesh Me'en La Kiyotzebem. Some of the Toldos of the Avos Nezikin are Kiyotzebem, some of them are not. Rav Papa is the Marad Shmaitz of the Paganiska Mamona. So it's going Lishitasa. Right? Statement of the Gemara is Lishitasa, the Rav Papa. Emakula Muadasi, Lafi Rav Papa, who holds Paganiska Mamona. It's not so shver to say that the Gemara and Beis and Beis are going Lamandam Paganiska Mamona. So I'm not sure why the Marsha felt it was such a dochak. There are Rishonim that learned that way. Obviously, not everyone learned that way, right? The other Rishonim didn't. Tosafot didn't learn like that. Those didn't learn like that, and the Riva and the Shittim Kazi didn't learn like that. So apparently they were troubled. In fact, even though the Gemara quotes Rav Papa's statement that Yeshmein Kiyotze and Yeshmein Lav Kiyotze Bahen, it happens to be his statement, but we're not going to apply the establish the Gemara only according to him. We're going Lekulei Alma. We don't even paskin Mamona. We paskin Palganiska Knossa. So to say what the first two daf of Bava Kama, it's not Kehilchasa. We're spending so much time on this. It's not a leave of the Hilchasa. So the other Rishonim feel like it has to work even Mamona Palganiska Knossa. So that's why they have to give other answers. So maybe that's why the Marsha felt that it was a dochek to say it's a machlokas hasugis. But the reality is, we do have smuch lekach. We have a precedent for this in the Rishonim. The Taka the Tosa Rosh quotes the Rimi Metz, who says that the sugya of Beis and Beis is levanda amu palganiska mamon. Yeah.
Every said that Karen is coming also
has the
orchalahazik. Then, why is there a case of time? If it's orchalahazik and kamazahazik, then why is there a case of time? What makes it different than Shane and Regal that it's not always more?
That's what the Gemara says, right? That if you hold Mamona, that means that really Me'ikra, then you should have to pay Nezek Shalem, but the Torah is Chosaleh because he wasn't warned. You say, what's the difference between that and Shein V'Regel? Well, why should the Torah be Chosaleh Dafka by Karen and not Shein V'Regel? Right?
And it makes much more sense if it's Mishuna than that
guy. No, if I cared, if it's Mishuna, the whole thing is a Chiddush, right? That's what you're saying. You're saying the whole thing is it's a knas hatar, it's a chiddush, really, you shouldn't be chayv at all.
Yeah.
That's why it's only chatzinah. Mm-hmm. What's the answer? Nachmanu d'chosalei d'akati lo iyaya tori. He didn't have the hadar, so therefore the Torah is makel on him. But why? If he's la b'cheska shimer kaimi, stam shram la b'cheska shimer kaimi, so b'din hu d'boi l'shlo mekuli. So why is the Torah makel? I'm not sure. What do you think? Any thoughts? Why is the term Mikkel Dafka by Karen? Now, some of you had a different kasha. Maybe the answer to that kasha we can answer your kasha. Some Talmidim approached me and say they're an ask. What this machlokas in Paganiska Mamona, Paganiska Knossa, that's the machlokas in Metzias. Machlokas in Metzias. Where does Tam Shram Abachas Kashima and Abachas Kashima? Don't we know? Does he sowed? The Rav was very fond of this. There's no such thing as a machlokas in Metzias. It can't be the Chachamim argued what the facts are. They argued, they knew what the facts were, and then they argued how the halacha interprets those facts. So what are we saying over here? There's a machlokas for the stam shram abaches kashim or stam shram anabaches kashim. So the answer probably is that there's a certain percentage. It's not that all shvarim abaches kashim or all shvarim anabaches kashim. There's a percentage of shvarim. There's a percentage of shvarim that are anabaches kashim. And there's a percentage that are abaches kashim. In fact, probably rov shvarim abaches kashim. But there's a significant miut, that's not b'ches kashima. Now the question is, how much are we going to obligate the Bailam to watch their shore? Should the Bailam be considered anusim if the shore damages? Because tam shvarim b'ches kashima. Or should we say no, since enough shvarim are not b'ches kashima, we don't call that b'ches kashima. We require the Bailam to watch the shore, even though many shvarim, maybe even most shvarim are b'ches kashima. But because there's so many shvarim that are not b'ches kashima, they would gore even the first time, so we require the Bayam to watch the shore. That's the shalom. It's not whether they are b'ches kashima or not b'ches kashima. Maybe taka most are b'ches kashima, but there is a significant majority that's not there's a significant minority that's not b'ches kashima. So the question is, are we mechayev the Bayam in such a case to watch? So it could be that the reason why Bashein V'Regel, the Bailam are going to be Chayim Nezek Shalim from the beginning, is, I'm sorry?
There's no Havamina.
I mean, Shvarim, as they walk, they eat, they eat. Shvarim eat, that's completely normal, right? There's no Havamina to say, well, but, there are so many Shvarim that have a Ches Kashima, the Bailam shouldn't have worried. Bashein V'Regel is more of a reason for the Bailam to be Shomer. But Karen, even if we might be Mechayiv the Bailam to be shomer, but there is a svara that they might not have to be shomer. So Karen's a little bit different than Shein V'Regel. Maybe that's the answer to your question. Okay. Yes.
Can you explain that part of the picture of Karen and Kabanoso?
If you hold Paganisko Mamona, so you're saying that Stam Shvarma Napaches Kashimer, that means that it's normal for them to be Mazik. So it's normal for them to be Mazik. What defines Karen? What's the defining feature that's a Chumrah in Karen, something unique to Karen that is special by Karen? That tells me that, you know, in this case, it'll be Chatzi Nezik for Tam and Nezik Shalim for Mu'a. You can't say Urche Lahazik. Shame for Regal is also Urche Lahazik. And yet you're not going to pay Chatzi Nezik for Tam. So what is unique about Karen? That's the defining feature that I know that Tam is Mashalim Chatzi Nezik and Mu'a is Mashalim Nezik Shalim. So it's got to be Kavanasa Lahazik. What other feature of Karen is there? Mishuna is Lamanda Amar Paganiska Knossa. If you're Paganiska Knossa, so Stamshram Abaches Kashima, so then you don't have to come on to Kavanasa Lahazik. You can say that the defining feature of Karen is Mishuna. So even in a case where it's not Kavanasa Lahazik, like Halba de Ochal Imri, it'll still be Karen, and you'll pay Chatzin Ezek because it's still Mishuna. The Marsha doesn't want to learn that the chili between the two sugyas is the different deis, right? He doesn't want to say that Beis Mebeis is Paganiska Mamona and Tezvava Mebeis is Paganiska Knos. But the emes is, if you do say like that, then there might be an answer to another kasha as well. The Rashash is the kasha and Rashi in our sugya. What does Rashi say? Rashi's going on the toldos of Karen. What are the toldos of Karen? The gifa neshicha revitza beitza. What is revitza? Sitting on the kelim. Revitza. No. Just 1 second. Oh, up top. Revitza. Shirosa kelim bederach v'holcha v'rov tzalein kedei l'shavran. The behemoth saw the kelim. And it went in and was rovitz on them. Rovitz, tachas masal, right? It sits down on the kelim, kedei l'shavra. Anything unique about this Rashi? Any words that are problematic in this Rashi? What do you think? There are two words, says the Rashash, that are problematic. Let's get a new hint. Two words in this Rashi that are problematic. Which words? David.
That's two words?
Kedei l'shavra. Exactly. Excellent. That's what the Rashash says. What does Rashi need that for? We're defining what Karen is. So why does Rashi need Kedei L'Shavra? Why does he have to say Kedei L'Shavra? Oh, Kavanasa Lahazik, that must be the reason. The reason Rashi says Kedei L'Shavra is because the Gemara in that Beis HaMeveis defines Karen as being Kavanasa Lahazik. So if it's not Kedei L'Shavra, it's not Kavanasa Lahazik, so you can't get to first base. That's l'chora what Rashi says. Frek the Rashash, put its stuff against the Gemara in Daf Tezvav HaMeveis. Right, all roads lead to Daf Tezvav HaMeveis. At least the roads of this sugya. Right? L'chora ha'chanami da'afilu rav tzala hana'asa kevan d'lav urcha lirva tzal kelim have told of the Karen. Kimo kalva da'achal imri ravrivi. Why do you need kedei l'shavron even if it's not kedei l'shavron? Even if it's not kavanasa lahazik? Even lahana'asa, rav tzala hana'asa. Who wanted to sit down lahana'asa? Why is that not a told of Karen? The key is, it's lav urcha b'achi, it's mishona. Isn't that the koveya of Karen? Like you see from Tezvav HaMabeis, Kalba Da'ochal Imri. Why does it have to be Kedei L'Shavran? Even Lahana Asa Tshevichai. So the answer might be that Asugya is working L'Madam Paganiska Mamona. Asugya is assuming that the defining feature of Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik. Rashi is explaining Awasugya. In Achanami, the Gemara later on is not assuming like that, but that's L'Madam Paganiska Knossa. It's a Machlokas Asugyas. So Kenzan, there's no Shaila. There's no Kasha. Yeah, I know. All the Rishonim at Tezvav say that if it's Mishuna, if it's Lav Urche, then it's a told of Karen, even if it's Kavanas Lazi. But that's not our sugya. Our sugya is going according to the other day. So Lechora, according to the Marsha's answer, you have an answer to the Rashash too. Rashash and the Marsha apparently didn't want to learn this way for reasons that we say. The other Rishonim didn't want to say that the base of the base is Lamanda Amar Paganiska Mamona. They wanted to say it's Lechulei Alma, so that's why they're troubled. That's why the Rashash and the Marsha are trouble. Okay, this is one way to answer the machlokas between the machlokas, the stira and the sugis. So the problem is, if we're not going to say like this, then what taka is the answer? Right? If the Rashash and the Marsha don't want to say that it's machlokas asugias and beizam beiz goes l'man damar palganiska mamona, so then what tak is the answer? If you're going l'man damar palganiska knosa, so then why do we pick on kavanasa lahazik over here? Here we pick on kavanasa lahazik. So there's a comment of the Rabbi Chananel here on the sugya that might help us. What does Rabbi Chananel say? Gemara here is defining the told of Karen. So, Rabbi Chananel on the Gilyan, right? He's the Rishon on the Gilyan in this Masechta. So he says like this: told of the Karen, called over shekavana sabahem alahazik vein hazeka motzi, kigon negif and neshicha revitza beita, upashtinan, upashte, told of the Karen ki Karen. What does Rabbi Chananel say? Told of Karen is what? Called over shekavana sabahem alahazik vein hazeka motzi. So Hezekah Motzoi elicits within us feelings of another Avnezek. What's that?
Regel,
right? So it sounds, Rabbi Chananel seems to be defining Karen as the anti-Regel. Right? Regel is Hezekah Motzoi, and Karen is Ein Hezekah Motzoi. But if you think about it for a moment, Ein Hezekah Motzoi is really another way of saying what? Meshuna, exactly. Meshuna. Meshuna. If it's Ein Hezekah Motzoi, if it's not common, then it's Meshuna. It's different. It's strange. What's the Rabbi Chananel saying? Told of Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik Ve'en Ezek Amotzi. Kavanasa Lahazik U'Meshuna. Kavanasa Lahazik V'Lav U'Urche. Sounds like he holds that you need both. You need both Kavanasa Lahazik and Lav Urche to be Karen. But isn't that Shver from the Gemara Daf Tesvav? The Kalba Da'ochal Imri is not Kavanasa Lahazik. It is Meshuna, but it's not Kavanasa Lahazik. What's he saying? It's the same kasha we asked before. That our Gemara seems to say that the defining feature of Karen is Kavanas Lahazik, and the Gemara there seems to say that Lav Urche is the defining feature. Rabbi Chananel puts the two together. He says that told of the Karen is Kavanas Lahazik and Meshuna. But that doesn't help us in answering the kasha. It doesn't, or does it? Maybe the Rabbi Chananel is saying that normal Karen is really both. Normal Karen is Kavanas Lahazik and Meshuna. But in order to be defined as a told of Karen, you don't really need both. You need either or. Maybe that's really the answer to the stira. The answer to the stira is that there is no stira. There really are two different elements over here. The basic defining feature of Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik. That's the basic defining feature. That's the in normal circumstances, Karen is Kavanasa Lahazik. But there are circumstances where it's not Kavanasa Lahazik, but it can still be Karen. If it's Lav Urche Hu, it can still be Karen, even if it's not Kavanas Lahazik. We thought that it's either this or that. It's either Kavanas Lahazik or Meshuna. It can't be both. Zokter Ben Chananel, no, it can be both. It can be both. All the Gemara Daf Tesvav is saying is that even if it's not Kavanas Lahazik, if it's Lav Urche, it can still be Karen. No one said on Daf Tesvav Mebeis that if it's Kavanas Lahazik, if it's Kavanas Lahazik and it's Urche, it's not going to be Karen. It could be Karen then too. If it's Kavanas Lahazik, it is Karen. The Chiddush of the Gemara Tesvav is even if it's not Kavanas Lahazik, it could still be Karen if it's Meshuna. No one said that if it's Urche Bahachi and Kavanas Lahazik, it can't be Karen. Maybe the Rabbi Chananel is saying, not that you need both for Karen, but you need either or. And that's the answer. Our Sugya is focusing on Kavanas Lahazik. That's all it needs in our Sugya. The Sugya on Tesvav is Mechadish and Nuzach. It's Mechadish, a new idea that even if it's not Kavanas Lahazik, it can still be Karen if it's Lav Urche. So maybe that could answer for the Rashash and the Marsha, because they don't want the first answer. Michael.
So, for Shane then, on Tesla,
Shane is not Kavanas Lahazik.
So Shane is defined as Hana, as the animals say Hana. And only
the
animals
being enough.
So it doesn't say like shame.
But
Hana
and it
is
Urche. Hana, Urche, and Ein Kavanas Lahazik. That's what you need for shame.
So it only says
Hana. It doesn't say Hana and it has to be Urche. It just says Hana. So a case where you have Hana and it's Lav Urche, it's not clear according to that Gemara which one it would be. Right. But we're saying here that you need Hana V'Urche B'Lachi to be Chai Fishen. If it would be Lav Urche, then it would be Karen. That's what the Gemara has. Vav is being. That's gufa the chiddush of the Gemara. Kalba the ochel imri, there is hana, but nevertheless, since it's laburcha, it's still going to be called keren. No, that's exactly the point.
Is Rabbeinu Karnal saying that these two elements of keren, they're one a.m. on b, or just or it's based?
He's saying one is ikar and one is secondary.
Or they're hand in hand.
It's hard to say that one is ikar and one is secondary, only because we find that each one independently can define something as keren. Even something that's not kavanos lahazik, as long as it's lav urche, that will be keren. That's the Gemara Tezvav. So how can I say kavanos lahazik is more ikar? Unless you say that it's... No, I'm not sure I see why.
Can you paint Ezek Shalim in the case of Tezvav?
Is it Orche or is it Lav Orche? Lav Orche? I don't think we have an Ezek Shalim if it's Lav Orche. I think Rabbeinu Chananel is saying that they're both elements of Karen. You don't need both. Each one is sufficient, but both are not necessary. As long as you have one, then it can be defined as Karen. Okay, these are two ways. Okay, a lot of hands. Yes, Avro.
So Ms. Svara, what makes Shane different from Karen? If Karen you need one of the criteria and Shane you need both? Are you saying in answer to his question that for Shane you need it to be Orchei and you need a Hana? Whereas Karen, according to the Rabbeinu Chananel, real Karen is both Kavanah L'Hazik and it's Lav Orchei. But if you have one or the other, it's still going to be a Toldah. But Shane, you need both in order for it even to be a Toldah. So Ms. Svara, what's different about Karen and Shane?
Shame that yesh hana lezeka, there's a hana, right? There's a case of hana, but it's abnormal, so then is that a maisa achila? Hana that's abnormal, is that called a maisa achila? Maybe the idea of shame is that it has to be a maisa achila. We'll get to this as time goes on. Maisa achila of the animal. Hana that's lav urche, it's not called a maisa achila. It's got to be defined somehow differently. So comes the Gemara Tezvav and says, that's Karen. There is a hana there. He's eating. He's deriving nutritional benefit from the Imri. But because it's lav urche, that's felt in the Maisa Achila. It's not normal. We don't call that a Maisa Achila. We call that a Maisa Hezek. It's not a Maisa Achila. It's somehow different. So maybe it doesn't fall under the rubric of Shein. And that's why there's another category. Yes?
Rashi gives a different list for what we require.
Where?
On B's and B's. It says, "Honey, Ezekiel, Ezekiel, Matzoi." This is Hilchah Toldah the Karen.
Where are you reading?
On Beis and Beis, Rashi Dibur Masto, Honey, Ezekiel, Matzoi.
What's the first line on the line?
Second last line.
Yeah. Yes.
So he says that it's not Matzoi. The Ezekiel Matzoi. Ve'hanal le Ezekiel, who Mishal Mechati Nezek, and that's why it's the Karen.
Which line of the Gemara is he going on? Revitz and Beita told the regal he lo regal hezekan matzi honey hein hezekan matzi. Revitz and Beita are not hezekan matzi. Yeah, the problem is the Gemara hadn't said kavanos lahazik at that point. So Rashi's not going to mention kavanos lahazik. He's following you through. Then the Gemara comes on to kavanos lahazik. What's the ikker of Karen? It hadn't mentioned it yet, so Rashi's not going to jump the gun. But once it says Kavanos Lahazik, so then Rashi would say, Rashi could say, the Iker of Karen is Kavanos Lahazik. He might not even mention Mishuni.
That's what Rashi says.
Maishna Karen, the Mechayev, the Kavanos Lahazik. Ataka Yoshua. Right, the next Rashi, the Gemara gets to Kavanos Lahazik, so then Rashi picks up on that. I mean, Rashi's just saying over the Gemara. Right? Rashi in the beginning, if I remember correctly, Rashi mentions all three, no?
When Rashi explains each other one's Nagif and Motzikov, he makes it seem like it's with Kavana.
Where?
When Nagifa and Ravita, he says you have Zekav and Kavana.
Right, that's the Rashash's point. Right? Yeah, so the answer is when Rashi defines the Toldos of Karen, the outset of the Gemara, he cuts to the chase, he tells you what the Ikar of the Toldah is. But then as the Gemara is developing, he doesn't mention Kavanah Lahazik because the Gemara hasn't arrived yet. Then once the Gemara mentions Kavanah Lahazik, then he mentions it. Yes, Kasha.
So is it the same answer to the Rashi on Gimel Beis all the way at the bottom?
Gimel Amud Beis.
There Rashi says on the last line that the Karen ain't Hano Lahazik.
Yeah, because the Gemara hadn't mentioned Kavanas Lahazik there either yet, so that's what Rashi is focusing on the Hanal Ezek. I think so. Okay. The Rambam has a totally different way of learning this sugya. Let's look at the Rambam a little bit. But to get to the Rambam, we have to see the Mishnah on Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. Let's all turn the Mishnah to Tezvav Amud Beis. We'll develop the Mishnah, and then we'll get back to the Rambam. The end of the Mishnah, Tezvav Amud Beis, reads as follows: Hazaev ha'ariv ha'dov ha'namer ve'abardlas ve'anochash harei elu mu'odin. Rabbi Elazar amid bizman shem b'nei tarbus einan mu'odin ve'anochash mu'od la'olam. Let's leave out the last part, Rabbi Elazar. Let's just work with the ikir of the Mishnah. The Tanakhama says, "Hazeei v'hari adov v'anomer v'habardlas v'anocha sharei elu muadim." They're muad. Sounds like they're muad b'tchilasa. Right? These animals, if they're mazik, they're muad b'tchilasa. Sounds like you'll be chayav nezek shalim. Says Rashi, "Harei elu muadim afilu b'nashicha v'chol nezaken u'mishalmin bailim shelohen nezek shalim." Chayav nezek shalim. Comes Tosus and says Zayin Amud Aleph, which really should appear on the Mishnah, right? Tosus really shy after the Mishnah. How does Tosus learn this Mishnah? Exactly the way that we've been learning till now. Hanocha shere elu muadim la b'chol inyanei hezek chashivim muadim. They're not muadim in all hezek. La kol echad b'midi de'orche. Kigon shebos ze'ev v'torav ari v'doras al torav lohaniach. If the ze'ev was torav v'ochal. What is Torah v'achal? I mean, Rashi on Tezayin Amud Beis defines Torah v'achal that he kills first and then he eats. The Ari, the normal way for a lion, is to be Doras v'achal. That means to eat before it's killed its prey. Or it's Torah v'lahaniach, or it will kill the prey in order to leave it for later, to leave it for the family. So if it's v'midi d'urche, says Taisfiz, then it's mu'ad metchilasa. Says Toisvis, if it's Urche Bahachi, then it's Muad Mitchilasa. But if it's Lav Urche Bahachi, then it's not Muad Mitchilasa, it'll pay Chatzinez. But Urche Bahachi, it's Muad Mitchilasa, and it's paying Nezek Shalim Midin what? Lav orche b'hochi, it's not muad mitchilasa, pays chatzin ezek, midin what? So chatzin ezek mistam is midin karen. What's orche b'hochi paying? Suppose this continues. U'b'midi d'urchayad m'shal nezek sholem, hanu davka b'chotzer anizek. Havu b'shusar rabin potter, davi shem b'shusar rabin. So Taisus says that when we say that these animals are muad mitchilasa, that from the beginning you pay nezek sholem, what kind of a halach is that? Is that karen? No, it's shame. It's orche b'hochi. It's muad mitchilaso, it's urche b'hachi, you're going to pay nezek sholem, midin shein. And because it's midin shein, what's the nafkamin l'maisa? The b'shus harabim, you're going to be potter. Shein b'shus harabim, shein v'regel b'shus harabim, you're always potter for. So says Tosfos, these behemoths that are muad mitchilaso, they're muad mitchilaso if it's urche b'hachi. But urche b'hachi is always chayev midin shein, not midin karen. So b'shus harabim, you're going to be potter. But if it's lav orche b'hachi, says Taisus, lav orche b'hachi, then it's a told of Karen. Even b'shus harabim, you're going to be chayev. And it's not muad mitchiloso. In such a case, then you're chayev chatzi nezek b'tchilos. Okay, this is shitas Taisus. Taisus l'shitasam. Taisus is mamish the same as what he says on Dav Tezvav HaMebeis. The Taisus holds that if it's orche b'hachi, it's chayev midin shein, not midin Karen. To be Karen, it has to be Mishun. It can't be Urche B'hachi. That's the kovah, that's the chilik between Shein as opposed to Karen. If it's Urche B'hachi, it has to be Shein. And if it's Shein, then B'rishus HaRabim is going to be Potter. If it's Lav Urche B'hachi, then it can be Karen. And even B'rishus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayiv. But betchilasa, you're only going to be chayiv chatzi nezek. Okay, clear? That's toisus. Okay? What's chayiv midin keren, you're only chayiv chatzi nezek for, but you can even be chayiv b'shus harabim. What's chayiv midin shein is only if it's urche b'hachi, chayiv nezek shalim, but not b'shus harabim. That's the issum. Comes the Rambam and writes as follows. Rambam in Hilchas Niske Mamin, Perek Aleph Halachavav. Rambam says, Chamisha mina behema muadim mitchilas b'yosan lahazik. The Mishnah daf tezvav on the base. Vafilu hein b'nei tarbus. That's the Tanakam. Lefikach says the Rambam, im hiziku ha-hemisu b'negicha o b'neshicha udrisa uchiyotze behen chayiv nezek shalem. If they're mazik, if they're meimis, b'negicha, b'neshicha udrisa uchiyotze behen yichayiv nezek shalem. The Elohein, Hazaev, Ari, Dov, Nomer, Bardalas, yeah, all the cases of the Mishnah. What does the Rambam say? These animals are muadim mitchilas briyasan lahazik. So yichayev nezek shalim. Right? Taisi says that too, right? They're muad mitchilas to be chayev nezek shalim. The Rambam doesn't explain where yichayev. Why do I care where yichayev? Because where your chayev is going to define what kind of a tolda this is. Is it a tolda of Karen or a tolda of Shein Verega? The Rambam just says that if they're mazik b'negichu b'neshichu drisa, you chayev nezek shalim. So chayev nezek shalim sounds like what? Is it urche or is it lav urche? It must be urche if you chayev nezek shalim. Right, let's just piece together what the Rambam is saying. It says you chayev nezek shalim in these cases. It sounds like it's urche. Will you be chayav b'shus harabim or not? So comes the Magen Mishnah and explains the Rambam as follows. It says Mishnah Sham. V'chol elu, says the Magen Mishnah, im osu maise shein v'regel, dinam kedin shein v'regel. Im osu maise keren, v'im heim maisim haniskarim l'mala, dinam kedin keren l'inyin chilok harashiyas. L'inyin chilek harashi is all a function of what they do. If they do a mice of shem v'regel, then l'inyin chilek rishuyas, they'll be poter b'shus harabim and chayev v'chatzar hanizik. If they do one of the hay maisim that are subject to Karen, so then l'inyin chilek rishuyas, it's a din of Karen. B'shus harabim, they're going to be chayev v'chatzar hanizik. Even b'shus harabim, they're going to be chayev, but they'll only be chayev v'chatzin nezik. Right? He says, "V'im asu ma'ase keren, if they do a ma'ase keren over here, le'inyan chilek reshuyos, it's kedin keren, ela shehein muadim mitchilasam, but they're muad mitchilasam." So let's plug this into the Rambam. Negicha, neshicha, drisa. What are the five actions that are defined as keren? Nehe ma'asim. Negicha, negifa, neshicha, revitza, be'ita. The Gicha, the Av of Karen, and the four toldos that the Gemara has. Notice, Neshicha is one of those actions. Neshicha is one of the Chamisha actions that the five actions the Rambam defines as Karen, or a told of Karen. Neshicha is also one of the actions that the Rambam mentions over here. Right, so the Rambam clearly is assuming the Gicha, Neshicha, Drisa, the Arid, the Dov, the Nomer, the Bardalas, the Ze'ev. What is Neshicha and derisa, negicha of this animal? Is this Shane or is it Karen? According to the Magen Mishnah's interpretation of the Rambam, it's definitely Karen. It's Karen because it's a mice of Karen. Neshicha is a mice of Karen. Negicha is certainly a mice of Karen. How's the Rambam learning derisa? Is that Shane or is it Karen? Sounds like it's a mice of Karen. He puts it together with negicha and neshicha. The Rambam is saying these animals are doing a mice of Karen. The doing a mice of Karen, says the Magid Mishnah, Mistamal in Yechilik Rishuyas, and has a din of Karen. So, Bishus Arabim, you'll be Chayev. So, how much should you be Chayev the first time? Karen, Bishus Arabim the first time, how much should you be Chayev? Chatzi Nezek. So, the Rambam, no. They're Muad Mitchilasam, Yechayev Nezek Shalom. Why are they Muad Mitchilasam? Why should you be Chayev Nezek Shalom? What's the inescapable conclusion that you have to draw? Why the Chayev Nezek Shalom? Who said that? Say it again. It's Urche Vahachi. Mayor, exactly. Speak up. Don't be bashful. It's Urche Vahachi. That's the whole picture. The Rambam says if they do a Maisa of Karen, First, make us a mice of Karen. What does it mean, mice of Karen? Mice of Karen? A mice of Shane Beregel? A mice of... What is a mice of Karen according to the Magen Mishnah? What do you think, based on everything you've said? They do a mice of Karen, then they're going to be chayav b'shus harabim, but since it's urchei b'hachi, they're chayav nezek shalom. What's a mice of Karen? According to the Magen Mishnah, it sounds like the Rambam holds a mice of Karen is kavana lahazik. If the animal does a maisa that's kavana lahazik, that's defined as Karen. Even if it's orche b'hachi. Even if it's orche b'hachi that's defined as Karen. Drisa, according to the Rambam, is a maisa of Karen. It's a pella. It's against the Gemara. And after Zayin Amabez, what the Rambam is saying. The Gemara to Zayin Amabez is explaining Shmuel, but as the Magen Mishnah, as the Nos HaKelim explain, the Rambam doesn't hold like Shmuel. And the Gemara in Tezayin Amud Beis reads beautifully according to Tosfos. That's everything we've been saying till now. Let's turn to Tezayin Amud Beis for just a moment, then we'll pedal back to the Rambam. That's the Gemara that Tosfos referred to. Omar Shmuel, Arib Rishus Arabim, Doras V'Ochel Potter, Torah V'Ochel Chayim. Doras V'Ochel, says Rashi, he eats while he's killing, he doesn't shelo harga ela mechayim achle, he ate it alive. Potter de orche hu b'shem b'shus harabim potter. Ari b'shus harabim doras v'achol potter, because it's shame. Kevin de orche hu zok de gemara. The gemara is not just Rashi. Kevin de orche le midras havalei kemisha achle peros v'irokas, da'o le k'shem b'shem b'shus harabim potter. Torah v'achol, let's say he kills the animal first, then he eats it, then chayiv. So the gemara says, l'meyme de trefa lav orche hu. I was assuming daras va'achal is urche, treifa tara va'achal is lav urche, and that's the chiluk. That if it's urche, then b'shus harabim, you're going to be potter, because shein b'shus harabim is potter. So daras va'achal is shein, and tara va'achal is not shein, because it's lav urche. What is it? It's karen. So because it's karen, then you'll be chayiv b'shus harabim. That's how Tosfos was learning. But the Rambam didn't learn like that. The Rambam felt that Doras ve'ochal could be Urche v'hachi, v'horai, you're paying Nezek Sholim. The Rambam is not paskening like Shmuel. The Rambam assumes that Drisa could be Urchei v'hachi, you're paying Nezek Sholim. But yet, the Rambam defines this as a Maisa Keren. Negicha, Neshicha, Drisa, you're doing a Maisa Keren, yet you're paying Nezek Sholim. It's Dach Astira, Minei Ubei, in the Rambam. How do you understand the Rambam? They're doing a Maisa Karen, they're doing Negicha, Neshicha, Drisa, and yet the Chayav Nezek Sholem from the beginning? According to Tosis, everything's great. These five behemoths are Amur Metchilasan because the Chayav Midin Shein. They're more Metchilasan because it's Urchaya Bahachi. So if it's Urchaya Bahachi, it's a din of Shein. It's a din of Shein. I understand the Chayav Nezek Sholem from the beginning. But the Rambam is not learning it's a din of Shein. The Rambam learns it's a din of Karen. That's the Magen Mishnah's interpretation, which Lechora is really licked in the Verta because he puts Drisa together with Negicha and Neshicha. These are two of the five actions that are defined as Karen by the Rambam in the previous Halacha. So Drisa Lechora has to be Mice of Karen, and yet the Rambam says that they're Mu'ud Mitchilasan, they're Chayav Nezek Sholem. So it's Urchaya Bahachi, and yet you call it Karen. How can that be? Said the Rav. Apparently the Rambam understands what's the Iker Koveya of the Mazik of Karen. The defining feature of Karen is what? What do you think? Help me. What's the defining feature of Karen? One thing. What's that? Kavanoso Lahazik. The Rambam holds Kavanoso Lahazik is the defining feature of Karen. So if these animals, the Ari, the Ze'ev, the Dov, the Nomer, the Baidalos, if they do a Maisa of Karen, Kri, if they do a Maisa Hezek, we're Kavanoson Lahazik, then that's defined as Karen. And B'shus HaRabim, you're going to be Chayv. Orche, Lav Orche, that has nothing to do with defining Karen. You don't need Lav Orche to be Karen. And if it's Orche, it can still be Karen. Orche and Lav Orche have nothing to do with Karen. So what do they have to do with? What does Orche and Lav Orche have to do with? Dr. Rav, the Rambam held that Orche and Lav Orche are an issue that you have to address in Tashlumin. Not in the definition of the Mazik, but in the Din Tashlumin. If the Hezek that's being done is Urchei B'hachi, then you're going to pay Nezik Shalem. It doesn't matter what Hezek you're doing. You could be doing Shein Veregel, you could be doing Karen. Doesn't matter. If it's Urche Bahachi, automatically it's going to get Nezik Shalem. If it's Lav or Chaya Bahachi, then the Tashlumen is going to be Chatzin Nezik. The Tashlumen is going to be Chatzin Nezik. And mind you, the Tashlumen is going to be Chatzin Nezik, whether you're doing Karen or you're doing Shein Veregel. It's irrelevant. The Rambam learns that Urche and Lav Urche is the defining factor to determine how much Tashlumen you pay. Kavanasa Lahazik is the defining factor to determine whether something should be called Karen or not. Nafkemina, whether you're going to be Chayav Rishusarabim or not Rishusarabim. That's how the Rambam is learning. That's how the Rambam is learning. That explains everything. The Rambam says that if these Chamisha Behemoths do a Maisa Karen, they do Negicha, they do Neshicha, Drisa, they're more Metchilasa because it's Urche Bahachi. So Urche Bahachi determines that you're Chayav Nezek Shalem. But nevertheless, the Rambam holds that it's a din of Karen. Because it's a din of Karen, you'll be chayav b'shesaravim as well. That's why the Rambam can straddle both sides of the fence. He can give you a case where it's orche b'hachi and nevertheless it'll be Karen. Because the Rambam holds that the defining feature of Karen is kavanas lahazik. So if it's kavanas lahazik, it's Karen. And once it's Karen, you chayav where? Even where? B'shesaravim. Oh, but if it's Urchaya Bahachi, even if it's still Karen, you'll have to pay Nezek Shalem. That's how the Rambam is learning. And by the same token, the Rambam will say that you can have a case of shame. If it's not Kavanas Olahazik, then automatically we will define the Hezek as what? Not as Karen. It's not Kavanas Olahazik. It can't be Karen. It's got to be shame. It'll be defined as shame. B'shesarabim, you'll be potter because it's divine the shame. But you might not necessarily pay Nezek Shalem. If it's Lav or Chaya Bahachi, even though it's shame, you'll only pay Chatzi Nezek. The Rambam can say both. Because there are two questions that you have to address in every circumstance according to the Rambam. First, you have to define what mazik you are, what mazik you have over here. And that will determine whether you're Chaya B'Shesaravim or not. That's one shayla. And then you have to define, is it Urche or is it not Urche? And that will determine how much Tashlum you're going to have. So this Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Momon Perek Aleph Halacha Vav, that's the case of Karen, that's Urche B'Hachi. Karen, it's Kavan Asa L'Hazik, they did a Maisa Hezek, the Kavan L'Hazik, they'll be Chai B'Shus Arabim, but if it's Urche B'Hachi, they'll be Chai Nezek Shalom. But the Rambam mentions the flip case as well. There are situations where you have, where the Hezek is shame. It's not Kavan Asa L'Hazik, so therefore it's shame. How do I know it's not Kavanas Lahazik? What's the animal doing that I know it's not Kavanas Lahazik? He's eating. He's eating. It's not Kavanas Lahazik. It's Kavan Alecho. If it's not Kavanas Lahazik, the Rambam holds automatically, it can't be Karen, it's going to be shame. But nevertheless, if it's Laburche Bahachi, the Rambam will say that you're going to pay Chatzin Nezek. That's the Rambam in Hilchas Nizkei Momon Perek Gimel Halacha Zayin. The Rambam says, Kelev Shachal Kavasim Ketanim. That's Kelev the Ochal Imri. So it's interesting. The Gemara says, Hani Mili Beravravi Aval Bezutri Urchehu, right? Kelev the Ochal Imri, Shunra the Ochal Tanagola. That's Knas, right? Chatzi Nezek. But only if they eat, if they're big, but if they're small, then it's Urche Bahachi. So it sounds like that chilek between Rav Ravi and Zutri is going on both the Kelev and the Shunra. The Rambam didn't learn like that. Right? The Rambam learned that Chosol Sha'ochar Tanagolim Gedolim. The Chosol, the cat, it's only Meshunah if it eats a Tanagol that's Godol. But the Kelev, dogs don't eat sheep. So even if the sheep is small, it's still Lav Urche B'Hachis. So that chilek between Rav Ravi and Zutri is only on the second case, not the first case. A detail. But what's the Rambam saying? Rambam says, Kelev she'ochal kvasim ketanim. Ochosel she'ochal tanagolim gedolim. Hareza shinui u'mashalim chatzin ezek. Where's this Rambam located? If you look, if you take a little bit of a bird's eye view on this Rambam, you'll see it's in Perek Gimel that's talking all about shame. There's nothing about Karen in the whole Perek. Talk about shame. Behema muedes lechol peres, yirokes, bishus anizik, not bishus arabim. The whole thing is about shame. And punked in the middle, smack in the middle of this parak, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam talks about kfosim, kvasim shah kelev shah kvasim katanim harez a shinu yumashalim chatzi nezek. Sham chatzi nezek, that's Karen. What's it doing here? What's it doing here? Which halacha doesn't belong? The answer is it very much belongs. Because the Rambam learned that kelev shah kvasim katanim is not Karen. It's Shane. Why is it Shane? Why can't it be Karen? What's it missing? Kavanos alahazik. If it's not kavanos alahazik, it can't be Karen. It's bederech achila. The animal's eating. It's not kavanos alahazik. It can't be Karen. It has to be Shane. Takni pechasi nezek. The answer is because the Rambam holds whenever it's lav urche, whenever it's lav urche, pechasi nezek. It's a din in tashlumin. The din of chasi nezek is not a din in Karen. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. It's not a din in Karen. What compelled the Rambam to say that? The Gemara says, well, because the Rambam looked at that Gemara and said, it can't be. Right? It can't be. The Gemara talks about Kelev She'ochal Kvasim. Is that Kavanas Al-Hazik? Is that Kavanas Al-Hazik? Our Gemara defines Karen as Kavanas Al-Hazik. So the Rambam was bothered with who's Kasha? The Marsha and the Madura Basra. The Rambam came before the Marsha and the Madura Basra. He was bothered with the Stira and the Sugis, but he said, forget Stira. Let's just try to plug it in. The Gemara Tezvav says that the Kelev She'achal Imri is going to pay Chatzin Ezek. Why is he paying Chatzin Ezek? Midin Karen? Can't be that he's paying Chatzin Ezek Midin Karen. It's not Kavanos Ala Ezek. So how can he pay Chatzin Ezek? So the Rambam said from this Gemara you see that even though Kelev She'achal Imri is obviously not Karen because it's not Kavanos Ala Ezek, nevertheless, the Chiddush HaTorah of Chatzin Ezek of Karen is not that Karen of Tam pays Chatzin Ezek. It's that whenever it's Lav Urchei, you pay Chatzin Ezek. Karen of Tam normally has 2 points to it, right? It's Kavanas Lahazik and it's Lav Orche. So you'll pay Chatzin Ezek for Karen. But that's not a din in Karen. It's a din in Tashlumin that if the animal does a Hezek of Lav Orche, the din Tashlumin is to pay Chatzin Ezek. Where are you going to do that? Will you pay Bishas Arabim or not? Oh, then you have to define what the Mazik is. If the Mazik is Karen, then you will pay Bishas Arabim. If the mazik is Shane Veregel, then you won't pay Bishas Arabim. That's a different shaila. You first have to define what the mazik is. That will determine if you chay Bishas Arabim as well. But to figure out how much you pay, that's not a function of the mazik. That's a function of whether it's urche or it's not urche. If it's urche, then you'll pay nezek sholim, and if it's lav urche, then you only pay chatzin nezek.
Maybe we can understand the case of the Kelev according to Rabbeinu Hanan, what he's saying is that when it's Mishuna, showing that because it was Lav Orche, the Mugabe wasn't an inaction. The inaction is not the Kila. The inaction could be the Kavanas Lahazik. Because it's Lav Orche, that shows it's not in his nature to do that. So what's it really showing? It's really showing that it was Kavanas Lahazik. The Kila is a secondary point.
I hear what you're trying to suggest, but is that really true? If the animal is eating, do we normally assume that eating is a Maisa Hezek? If the animal just wanted to be Mazik, so it would kill something without eating it, why is it eating it? Why is it eating it? If it's eating it, that automatically defines that there's something different going on over here. It's not kavanos alahazik. We normally assume that a ma'is achila is not kavanos alahazik.
Something could be kavanos alahazik. We said the ari, where it's tarav and then it's achila after also. That was not kavanos alahazik. Killed it.
Torah for ochal is kavanos alahazik.
When do we decide that something is kavanas lahazik? Like, if an animal is eating,
the Rambam doesn't define tarif of ochla as kavanas lahazik. Because again, tarif of ochla, that I only read the second part of halacha zayin. I wanted to keep it simple, but now let's read the first part too. The Rambam argues with Shmuel. He says, "Chayes shenichlas alushes anezik tarif of ochla behema obasim shal nezik sholin shizel darka." He doesn't say it's kavanas lahazik. This is in the parak of Shane. He's not learning that kavanas lahazik. I think the Rambam holds that tarfa v'ochla, but that's killing the animal before it's eating. Tarfa v'ochla. I don't know. The Rambam seems to be saying it's part of the ma'isa achila.
For sure, the Rambam seems to be saying.
No. What's the kasha on the Rambam?
That's not what the case of the kelev is not really a case of achila.
It's not kelev is not achila. Kelev the achal imri. Why is it not achila?
Because first they had to kill it.
First of all, in the case of kelev, the Rambam doesn't say that he kills it first. It could be that he eats it live. I don't know. But even if he kills it, the fact that he's eating it afterwards, isn't that Megala that the whole purpose of the killing was just to eat? He wasn't just mazik. He was mazik and then he ate. So it looks like it's all to get to the achila. It's all a maisa achila. Maybe that's how the Rambam is learning. That if it's kavanosa lahazik, that means it's only mazik, it's not ochel. But once it's ochel, so then that's Megala, that this is not a maisa keren, as the Magen Mishnah calls it. This is a maisa achila, this is shem beregel. Maybe that's the way the Rambam is learning. That if it only does the hezek, so then we see that it's kavanos lahazik. But if it's eating, you can't define that as kavanos lahazik anymore. Because that's megala, that the terefa, that the fact that it killed it before, that was only to get to the eating.
Is that because of the achila or because of hana?
But it's the same thing. I don't understand. He gets hana through the achila. But the point is, there is a maisa achila going on over here. So once we see the maisa achila, then we look at it as though this is Shane, it's not Karen. You want to know how much to pay? That's a different shayla. You want to know how much to pay? Then it's a function of whether it's urche or it's not urche. Shalom.
Is the Rambam paskin on the first half of the Torah about a Torah? Is it half or full?
I'm sorry?
The Rambam paskin half or full paper to
Yeah, the Rambam says, Areza Mishalim Nezek Shalim Shezehu Darka. It's Mefurish in the Rambam. That the Rambam says that determining how much you're going to pay is a function of whether it's Darka B'Kach or not. Even though this halacha seems to be in the perek of, seems to be the Av of Shein, or the told, it seems to be within the Mazik of Shein, because it's in the perek of Shein. So it sounds like it should be Chayav Yidin Shein. Nevertheless, the Rambam distinguishes between the first part of the halacha, the second part of the halacha. If it's Darka B'Kach Yipay Nezek Shalim, that's Tarfa V'Ochla. That's... Yeah, tarfa va'achla behema basa. The tarfa va'achla is darka b'kach yipay nezek shalim. Kvasim, kelef shachal kvasim is not darka b'kach. That you pay chatzin nezek, but it's all shame. This is it's a tremendous chiddush. The Rav's pshat in the Rambam is a totally new horizon here. The Rav wants to suggest within the Rambam that you can have a case of chatzin nezek by shame. You hear? Chatzin nezek by shame. This is a good question. If you're on the line in the cafeteria and someone talking about chatzin nezek, say, can you think of a case of chatzin nezek by shame? The Rav's pshat in the Rambam fathom such an idea. Because he's learning that the Rambam in Gimel Zion is not saying that Kelev Shoach HaKvasim is paying chatzin nezek midin karen. Not paying chatzin nezek, paying chatzin nezek midin shame. Chatzin nezek midin shame? Yeah, because since it's not kavanos alahazik, it has to be shame. But yet, since it's lav urche, you're only going to pay chatzin nezek. Okay, two more and then, yeah.
If there's lav orchai by shein and there's chatzin nezek by shein, is there ever a case where like lav orchai by shein would have to pay nezek shalim? Like we know there's an indin by karen that if you do three times and you pay.
If it becomes orchai by somewhere, one I think Shimi asked me in Seder, what happens if the kelav was orchai kavasim three times? Kelav was orchai kavasim three times, then it becomes orchai. Are you chayav b'shusaravim for that? So three times sounds like a muad, but muad is only a din and karen. But this is shame. Is it shame? So according to this, it was shame mitchila. It was shame mitchila. It's just you're only paying chatzin nezek. But if he becomes a muad and now it's orche, then you'll pay nezek shalim for the shame. Right? It's all shame bichlal, right? The emes says even if you would say that it's karen the first time, it could be that once it becomes a muad, it reverts back to shame because it really should have been shame. Kelev the achalimri, even according to Tosfos, it really should have been shame. It's just since it's lav urche b'achi, it has to be karen. But if it turns into urche, if it becomes a muad, maybe even Tosfos would say that you pay nezek shalim, but not b'shus harabim. You pay nezek shalim, but not b'shus harabim, because then it goes back to shame because that's really what it should have been. Okay. Yes. Alicia, you have the same question. Okay, we'll stop.